USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will be holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies in El Paso, Texas on Monday. The president hopes to boost support for his border wall after talks between Democrats and Republicans over the weekend broke down regarding a new immigration bill. Trump 2020 senior advisor Laura Trump says there's a reason why the president chose El Paso.
El Paso is a great example of a city where they have a wall. You have since seen crime fall. If you talk to the residents of El Paso, they feel incredibly safe.
Virginia Democrats are easing up on plans calling for the impeachment of Lieutenant Democratic Governor Justin Fairfax. Democratic lawmakers began circulating a draft yesterday to start impeachment proceedings against Fairfax after he was accused by two women of sexual assault in the early 2000s. Those plans are now on hold. The funeral for former Democratic Congressman John Dingell of Michigan begins today. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
With the price of oil fluctuating last week, gas prices increased. Here's more from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says, as it stands right now, the price is up.
Well, average gas prices nationally are up 2.3 cents per gallon in the last week, with the national average now at $2.28 per gallon. That's up about 3 cents from last month, but average price is still 30 cents lower than a year ago.
Arkansas has the lowest price at $1.95 a gallon, while Hawaii has the highest at $3.45.
The man accused of killing 11 people and injuring several others at a Pittsburgh synagogue is facing new charges. In federal court on Monday, Robert Bowers was now charged with 19 additional federal charges, including disarming a firearm, hate crime, and obstruction of free exercise. He has pled not guilty. These charges are in addition to the 44 charges Bowers pled not guilty to back in November. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Much fanfare has been made about Democratic congressional candidate from New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. Well, not all Democrats are happy about it, though, including former President Bill Clinton advisor Mark Penn, who tells Fox News why he's not so happy about the deal and what he believes it really is.
Well, I've called it a little bit more of a red deal than a green deal. I mean, in essence, if you read it very carefully, first there are trillions and trillions of dollars of impossible programs, and then we'll only be decided by people from certain communities along with workers, and then there will be a guaranteed income and economic equality for even those unwilling to work. It is not a serious proposal for our planet, and it's really unfortunate.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs down the top movies at the box office.
The Lego Movie 2, the second part, was easily the top ticket seller in theaters, but the film's $35 million opening failed to stack up to its expected haul of around $50 million. The new comedy starring Taraji P. Henson called What Men Want came in at number two at $19 million, and the latest effort from Liam Neeson and Laura Dern called Cold Pursuit came in at $10 million. Coming in at number four, The Upside with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston, and slipping down to number five, the M. Night Shyamalan movie called Glass starring Bruce Willis, coming in at $6 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.